This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Demonte Bean jumping for Metro East Lutheran, Sam Painter for Litchfield, and Litchfield controls the opening tap, and here we go with game number three at the Litchfield Invitational this evening, our final game of the broadcast day for today. Here is Lauderdale with it for the Purple Panthers at the wing, gives it back to Bishop, and Metro East Lutheran starts this evening's ball game in a man-to-man defense, or no, that's going to be a zone defense. Lauderdale's got it, and he's just dribbling it around, trying to figure out the defense, it looks like, as he's not sure what exactly is going on. And yeah, now he picks up his dribble, looking for Sam Painter. Kind of a sluggish start to this basketball game for the Purple Panthers, although they haven't turned the ball over, so as long as they can do that, they're off to a good start. Here's Painter dribbling along the baseline, passes it out to Bishop at the top of the key, dribble drive, kicks out to Holloway for three, no good. Rebound, Demonte Bean, and the Knights have it of Metro East Lutheran. Here's Jonah Ogden bringing up the floor. He passes to Cooper Crone, who misses the three. Rebound to the Purple Panthers. Sam Painter has it. He'll bring it up the floor himself. Now he kicks it to Cam Morris, who's going to dribble drive and kick it out to Bishop. Thought about a three, but now they're going to move the ball around. Again, this is game three of the day here at the Litchfield Invitational Tournament. The first game of the day was won, as there's a three-pointer buried by Alex Bishop, and Litchfield with the early 3-0 lead. Game number one of the day, you heard Nokomis defeat East Alton Wood River 64-43, and then Mount Zion defeated Roxana 69-29 right after that. Litchfield with the steal, and they put up a layup. It's no good. They get the offensive rebound, and the Purple Panthers look good here early on. It's Dre Holloway, though, air ball, it's a three ball there. And Metro East Lutheran with the defensive rebound. 6:12 to go in the opening quarter. Metro East Lutheran with the ball. Good pass down low to Demonte Bean. And he passes now back out top as he couldn't find a shot. And the Knights will reset. 3-0 our score. Litchfield with the lead. 5:58 to play in the opening quarter. Here is Darian Brooks dribbling it around, starting the offense. Litchfield in a zone defense to start the ball game. And Dre Holloway, another steal for the Purple Panthers. He passes to Cam Morris. And Metro East Lutheran not looking great offensively to start this game. Morris hits the back iron on a three-point attempt. It's no good. Litchfield offensive rebound. Here's Chase Lauderdale. Lauderdale's going to drive to the bucket, and we've got a held ball as he went up for the shot, and possession arrow in favor of the Knights. Kind of a sluggish start here for both teams, it looks like. Substitutions galore here for Metro East Lutheran. And Litchfield will not show a press here, so they'll back off. Here's Jonah Wilson bringing it up the floor for the Knights of Metro East Lutheran. Again, this is their first game of the Litchfield Invitational. They come into the 51st annual tournament. The 8th seed, Litchfield the 9th seed. Both these teams in the same pool as top-seeded Civic Memorial. There's a three that goes long, rebound by Litchfield, and Sam Painter bringing it up the floor for the Purple Panthers. Painter looking for an open man, can't find him. Now he's going to go isolation, shoots the 15-footer, and it's good! Sam Painter buries his first basket of the game. 5-0 lead for Litchfield to open up this ball game. 4:55 left in the opening period. Here's a pass to Will Barney. Barney has it, looking to dribble down and puts up the layup, no good. Rebound Metro East Lutheran, now knocked away. Litchfield gets the steal, another turnover by the Knights. Here's Cam Morris going to take it the length of the floor. His shot blocked. Rebound to Metro East Lutheran. Here's a pass in the corner to Jonah Wilson for three. It's good. Jonah Wilson and Metro East Lutheran on the board. 5-3 Litchfield with the lead. 4:20 left in the opening quarter. Lauderdale bringing up the floor for the Purple Panthers. Looking for a cutting Holloway. Not there. Now he gives it to Bishop. Puts up the 18-footer off the back iron. No good. Rebound to Lutheran. Long pass ahead in transition. Good find, Jonah Wilson. Tie game. Wilson's got all 5 points. We are tied at 5 with 4 minutes left in the opening quarter. Holloway up the floor for the Purple Panthers. Picks up his dribble. Now finds Alex Bishop. Metro East Lutheran in a man defense and almost a kicked ball, but Lutheran gets the steal cleanly. Here's another pass down low to Wilson. His layup no good. Rebound Litchfield and Sam Painter with it. Now Painter's going to slow things down for the Purple Panthers at the request of Coach Drew Logan. And the ball out of bounds off of Painter's foot. And a turnover by the Purple Panthers. So Metro East Lutheran takes over, tie game, 5-5, 3:36 to play in the opening quarter. Thank you to all of those listening today as we've had a full slate of high school basketball from both the Litchfield Invitational Tournament and the 100th annual Macoupin County Tournament. Of course, we will be covering both tournaments all week. 51st year for Litchfield, 100th year for Macoupin County. Here's a pass to A.J. Smith, fires up a three, no good. Rebound to Jason Williams, Jr. Now he's going to pass it out to the top of the key, back to Smith. Smith now in the corner. That is Paulson. It is no good. Rebound out of bounds. That was Ogden who shot it. Out of bounds, last touch by Metro East Lutheran. Litchfield will take over. Now the Knights going to show a little bit of a press here, and Lauderdale throws it into Painter. He's going to bring it up the floor himself. 2:54 remaining in the opening quarter. 5-5 our score. Litchfield with the ball. Errant pass, but Bishop able to come up with it for the Purple Panthers. Bishop going to drive to the basket himself, and he's fouled. That's going to be the first foul of the ball game. It'll go to the Metro East Lutheran Knights. They got Jonah Ogden with his first. So Lauderdale will throw it in for Litchfield underneath their own basket. .244 left in the opening quarter. Lauderdale looking for an open man. He throws it to Painter, who's going to drive to the basket. The floater is no good. Rebound to Metro East Lutheran. And that is Lucas Paulson who pulled it down. Now over to Jason Williams, Jr. Back to Paulson. Over to Jonah Smith, guarded by Alex Bishop. And we've got a foul on Bishop, his first, Litchfield's first. So Lutheran will have it in the sideline on their half of the floor. Litchfield started off the game a 5-0 run. Metro East Lutheran has answered with five of their own, and that's where we stand with 2.5 to play in the first quarter. This is A.J. Smith over to Jonah Wilson. Now in the corner, Jason Williams Jr. for three. It's no good. Offensive rebound. A.J. Smith layup is good, and Metro East Lutheran has their first lead of the game. And the first time somebody not named Jonah Wilson has scored for the Knights. Now here's Bishop for the Purple Panthers. He's guarded by Demonte Bean. Now it's Chase Lauderdale. Lauderdale looking for Holloway. It's not there. He's got to make a decision. Now he decides to dribble around and kick it to Sam Painter. Painter guarded by A.J. Smith. He'll drive to the basket. Layup is no good, but he's fouled on the play. Second foul on the Knights. See who they give it to. It's going to be on Lucas Paulson, his first. So Sam Painter headed to the free throw line, shooting two free throws here. The Litchfield Purple Panthers trailing 7-5. Painter's first free throw up and in. 7-6, 1:51 remaining. Second free throw from Sam Painter. We wait for it here. Painter's second is good. He's got four, and it's back to a tie ball game, 7 apiece, with 1:46 left in the opening quarter. This is Darian Brooks. And Metro East Lutheran takes the lead on the layup there. That was Larry Harris scoring for the first time. It's a 9-7 lead for Metro East Lutheran. Full court press here, zone press by the Knights. Here's Painter in the corner for Litchfield. Out to the top of the key to Holloway. Tipped away, steal. And the layup is no good, but it's a foul on the play. And they're going to get the second foul on Litchfield. And who they give that to? It's going to be on Dre Holloway. That's his first. Headed to the free throw line, Brendan Steinmeier. Had some number changes for their away jerseys, so you have to bear with me as Steinmeier makes his first free throw. 10-7 our score at the moment. Metro East Lutheran leading Litchfield. Second free throw from Steinmeier on the way. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound to Litchfield. Lauderdale has it. Dribbles out of trouble and gives it to Painter, who will bring it up the floor. Painter guarded by Jason Williams, Jr. No, not that Jason Williams. Either of them. Bishop down low to Holloway. Now over to Cam Morris. Dribbles into the paint. Layup is good. Cam Morris is on the board. It's 10-9. Metro East Lutheran's lead is 1. Under a minute to play in the opening quarter. Now Darian Brooks with it for the Knights. Looking for an open man. He passes over to Williams Jr. Now good bounce pass down low to Paulson. His layup no good. Rebound Litchfield. Sam Painter has it. Painter dribbles out of trouble. He's guarded by Brooks. Gets it across the timeline. He's going to take it to the floor himself. No, he'll kick it out to Lauderdale, who will drive to the basket. The floater, no good. Gets his own rebound. And will he put up a shot? No, he won't. But there's a foul before he can get the pass away. That's going to be the third on Metro East Lutheran. And it's going to be on Brendan Steinmeier. So Steinmeier commits his first foul of the game, and Bishop will have it for the Purple Panthers. 24 seconds left in the opening quarter. Litchfield with the ball, trailing 10-9. Here's a pass over to Painter. He's guarded by Darian Brooks. Painter now over to Morris at the top of the key. Morris over to Holloway. Back to Morris. Going to hold for the last shot. 7 seconds left. Got to do something, and Bishop loses the ball, gets it back, passes to Holloway. 2 seconds, got to put something up. He will at the buzzer. It's good! Oh, what a shot to end the first quarter. Oh, my. Dre Holloway is on the board. Litchfield with the lead, 12-10 after one quarter over Metro East Lutheran. What a way to end the first quarter of play. You're listening to WSMI FM 106. We're right back after these messages. What a way to end the first quarter. Not much you could do if you're Metro East Lutheran. You defended it well. You had Holloway out near the timeline. He just fired up a prayer with a second left, and it went in. And after one, as we begin the second quarter, rather, it's Litchfield 12, Metro East Lutheran 10. And Litchfield does have the ball to start the second quarter. It'll be Chase Lauderdale who's going to drive to the basket. Now he'll kick it out to Alex Bishop for three. It's no good off the back iron. We've got a foul, and they're going to get it on Metro East Lutheran. And I think that's going to be on Jonah Wilson. Yes, it is. That'll be his first. Team's fourth. A broadcasting legend in his own right, who passed away on Friday evening, Keith Jackson, would have said, "Whoa, Nelly," after viewing that shot, I believe. Maybe he wouldn't have. Who knows? Here is Cam Morris in the corner for Litchfield. Passes it to Dre Holloway at the top of the key. Metro East Lutheran back in a man-to-man defense. Holloway loses the dribble, but gets it back. And looking for Bishop after he picks up his dribble, and Bishop will have it now, trying to dribble out of trouble. Here's Lauderdale. Lauderdale's going to drive, and a good bounce pass to Morris. Can't handle it cleanly. Goes up for the layup. It's blocked, and Metro East Lutheran has it. Darian Brooks bringing up the floor. Passes over to Jonah Ogden, who fires up a three. No good, but he's right there to get his own rebound. DeMonte Bean, the layup. It's no good. Tipped around. Another offensive rebound to the Knights. Here's Jonah Wilson. Over to Larry Harris from the free throw line. No good. Rebound Litchfield. Alex Bishop bringing up the floor for the Purple Panthers. Dribbles into trouble. Now out of it as he passes to Sam Painter, who picks up his dribble. Finds a cutting Bishop on the baseline. Good. Alex Bishop with 5. 14-10. Litchfield leading. 6:43 left in the first half. Darian Brooks with it for the Knights. Passes over to Jonah Ogden. Ogden looking over to his coach, Anthony Smith, who's barking out the plays. This is Larry Brooks. Now back over to Larry Harris. Over to Darian Brooks. Layup by DeMonte Bean is up and in, and he's on the board. 14-12, Litchfield leading, 6:12 left in the first half. Dre Holloway bringing it up the floor for the Purple Panthers. Holloway looking for a man. Finds Lauderdale, wasn't ready for it, and Holloway gets it right back after it bounced off Lauderdale's hand. Here's Bishop. Passes back to Holloway. Looking for a cutting man. Can't find it. Puts up a backwards pass. Kind of weird. It was blocked. He thought it was blocked, and it just went out of bounds. So Metro East Lutheran will take over. 5:55 left in the first half. Litchfield leading 14-12. More substitutions for the Knights. Litchfield staying with their starting five on the floor. The Purple Panthers starting five. Dre Holloway, Chase Lauderdale, Cam Morris, Sam Painter, and Alex Bishop. This is Will Barney at the top of the key. Hands it off to Jonah Wilson. Darian Brooks now fought about a long three. good job of not firing it up there if he was quite a ways away. Now it's Brooks. Now he's going to fire up a long three. No good off the back iron, but nobody's around, and he gets his own rebound. A pass down low to Jonah Wilson. No good. The putback is good for Metro East Lutheran. Tie ball game. That goes to Cooper Crone. A timeout called by Coach Drew Logan. 5:23 left in the first half. 14-14 our score. Litchfield Metro East Lutheran. Don't go anywhere. It's been quite the start to the ballgame. You're listening to WSMI FM 106. We're right back after this. Still with the ball out of the timeout. Metro East Lutheran showing the full court press. Purple Panthers leading 14-14. Here's Alex Bishop with the pass across the timeline to Sam Painter, who will fire up a three. No good off the back iron. Offensive rebound to Alex Bishop. His layup, no good. Rebound to Lutheran. Here's Darian Brooks, who's going to bring it up the floor in transition. Now Jonah Wilson for three in the corner. No good. Rebound tipped around, and Alex Bishop has it for Litchfield. Bring it up the floor in transition. Painter thought about a three. Now we'll keep it on the floor. Holloway in the corner. Is going to drive the baseline, kick it out to Morris from 18 feet. It's good. Cam Morris with four. 16-14, Litchfield back on top. Darian Brooks with it for the Knights. He's guarded by Dre Holloway. No, it's a zone defense for Litchfield. Here is Paulson over to Barney. Good, finds a cutting Wilson along the baseline, and Wilson scores. He's got seven. Back to a tie game, 16-16, 4:22 left in the first half. Good job breaking the press there by the Purple Panthers. Painter has it, passes to Bishop, wide open in the corner. His three, too long, rebound by Metro East Lutheran. Here's Cooper Crone with it. He passes ahead to Darian Brooks. Over to Jonah Wilson. Good ball movement. This is Will Barney from the free throw line. No good. Rebound Litchfield. Holloway with it in transition. Passes down low to Bishop. And his pass no good. Turnover on Litchfield. Darian Brooks going to go up and in for the transition layup by himself. Metro East Lutheran back on top after the Darian Brooks layup. His first basket of the game. 18-16. Metro East Lutheran leading here. 3:41 left in the first half. Chase Lauderdale in the corner for three. No good. Rebound to the Knights. Will Barney with it. He gives it out to Jonah Wilson. Pushing the tempo at probably 65% pace. And here is Cooper Crone with it. He'll kick it out to Darian Brooks. Brooks facing that zone defense. Over to Jonah Wilson. Now Crone with it. Going to dribble down in the paint. Looking for Barney. Barney has it. He's met by Morris. Turn around, not there. Back to Crone. Bishop almost stole it. 3 minutes left in the first half. Now resetting the offense is Metro East Lutheran. Here's Crone for three. No good off the back iron. Dre Holloway with the rebound. Litchfield has it in transition. Chase Lauderdale layup. No good. Rebound tipped around. Lauderdale got it, but he was out of bounds and the first one to grab it. So Metro East Lutheran takes over. You can't do that. Lauderdale was there. Right place, right time. However, well, right place, wrong time. He was just coming out of bounds, and he was the first one to touch the ball. So Metro East Lutheran takes over. Billy Beckham into the game for the first time for Litchfield. 2:52 remaining in the first half. Knights with the ball and the two-point lead, 18-16 our score. Darian Brooks over to Jonah Wilson. Wilson passes down low to Williams Jr., and his pass to A.J. Smith is too long, and it's going to be over and back. Or out of bounds. Either way, it's a turnover on the Knights, who have looked not great at times this evening. They've had trouble passing the ball cleanly. 2:35 left in the first half. Here's a pass to Bishop. Litchfield looking to tie the ball game or take the lead on this possession. The pass to Morris can't handle it cleanly. A.J. Smith with the steal. He passes ahead to Jason Williams Jr., but it's too long. Another turnover by the Knights. Litchfield fortunate there, as it was a clean steal and a golden opportunity for a transition layup by Metro East Lutheran, but the pass by A.J. Smith too long. Here's Alex Bishop for Litchfield, passes to Sam Painter. Painter passes in the corner to Beckham. He picks up his dribble on the baseline. That's a mistake. He passes it up, and it's stolen by Metro East Lutheran. Transition opportunity here. Here's Brooks. His shot is blocked by Sam Painter, and Litchfield has it. Now they're going to try the three-on-three. Down low to Holloway has it and throws it back to Morris, who will slow the tempo down. Under 2 minutes to play in the first half. 18-16 our score. Litchfield with the ball, trailing Metro East Lutheran. Sam Painter with it. Passes to Holloway at the free throw line. Now Morris at the top of the key. over to Painter from the wing. Will dribble to the baseline. Layup off the glass and in. Tie ball game. Painter's got six. 18-18. Our score, 90 seconds left in the first half. A.J. Smith passes long. Stolen by Billy Beckham. Knocked out of bounds off of Metro East Lutheran. Frantic pace here for both of these teams in the first half of this ball game. 1:23 left to play until halftime. 18-18 our score, Litchfield and Metro East Lutheran. This is the third of four games today here from the 51st annual Litchfield Invitational Tournament. Pena taking on Lebanon after this one, and Litchfield with the ball. Knocked out of bounds, last touch by the Purple Panthers, and another turnover by Litchfield. So Metro East Lutheran will take over. Darian Brooks to throw it in, and Jason Williams Jr. will bring it up the floor for Lutheran. Here's Brooks. Litchfield still in the zone defense. 1:10 to play in the first half. Williams Jr. motioning for a man to get open. Now it's over to Brooks, top of the key. Looking for DeMonte Bean. He finds Larry Harris, who tried to find Bean, and he overthrew him out of bounds. Turnover by the Knights. 58 seconds on the clock. 18-18 our score. Litchfield with the ball. Here's Beckham. Passes to Holloway. Holloway looking for a man to get open, through it right into the arms of Jason Williams Jr., and Williams Jr. will slow things down, and now the Knights might hold for the last shot. No, they won't. Here's Larry Harris with the layup. He's got four, and Metro East Lutheran back on top, 20-18. Holloway throws it to Alex Bishop. Got to get close to that timeline. They're going to have trouble getting the ball over the timeline. Better hurry, and timeout called by Litchfield coach Drew Logan. 30 seconds to play in the first half. 20-18, Metro East Lutheran on top of Litchfield. You're listening to WSMI FM 106. We're right back after these messages. 30 seconds left in the first half. Litchfield with the ball, trailing 20-18, and the Purple Panthers get it across the timeline. Here's Cam Morris. He's going to drive the baseline and throw it right into the arms of Jason Williams Jr., who then throws it right into the arms of a Litchfield defender, and Cam Morris lost the ball, so turnovers aplenty there on that exchange. And now Jason Williams Jr. fires up a long three. No good. Rebound to Metro East Lutheran, and that was Jonah Ogden who put up the layup as time was expiring, 22-18, as it looked like Billy Beckham got tackled on the play. But nevertheless, Metro East Lutheran leading 22-18 at the half. That's how the first half ends. Largest lead of the game for Metro East Lutheran, again, 22-18. Don't go anywhere. We'll have the second half right after this on WSMI FM 106.1. David Jenkins back with you here from Simmons Gymnasium and the 51st annual Litchfield Invitational Tournament as we begin the second half of play. Metro East Lutheran will begin with the ball and have the lead, 22-18 over Litchfield. And this is Jonah Ogden with it for Metro East Lutheran. Passes to Barney, back to Ogden. Now back to Barney, passes down low to Ogden. Good find down low, DeMonte Bean. His layup no good. Gets his own rebound, puts it in, and the foul. Bean's got four. That's going to be the first foul of the half on Litchfield. He'll head to the free throw line for the and-one opportunity. And who did they get that foul on? I believe it might have been, I'm not quite sure. They haven't put on the scoreboard. I missed who the foul was called on. Nevertheless, DeMonte Bean at the free throw line. His free throw is good, so he's got five, and it's a 25-18 lead. That foul was given to Cam Morris. Here's Lauderdale with it for Litchfield, and Metro East Lutheran, their largest lead of the evening, 25-18. Bounce pass stolen by Metro East Lutheran. They'll have it in transition. Good second half start here for the Knights. This is Will Barney, puts it up, no good. Rebound Bean, his layup up and in. DeMonte Bean, hot start to the second half. He's got seven in the ballgame. 27-18, Metro East Lutheran leading Litchfield. Here's Bishop. Dribbles into the corner. Now he passes it out of trouble into Chase Lauderdale. Back to Bishop, and Bishop will dribble it to the top of the key, resetting the offense. Passes to Beckham from the wing, over to Holloway. Holloway now over to Bishop, who's going to dribble back to the top of the key. Picks up his dribble, gives it to Cam Morris. Morris looking for a cutting Beckham, not there. Now over to Holloway, who fires a three. No good. Rebound. Beckham has it, and he saves it, but right into the arms of Metro East Lutheran. Here's Will Barney, now over to Jonah Wilson. Wilson down low to Lucas Paulson, or excuse me, Jonah Ogden, who goes up and in for the layup. He's got four. 29-18, first double-digit lead for either team in this ball game. Metro East Lutheran over Litchfield, 6:22 to play in the third quarter. Beckham loses the ball, now gets it back, and passes to Chase Lauderdale. Litchfield needing a bucket here to stop the bleeding in the second half. Here's Holloway with it for the Purple Panthers. Picks up this dribble, now gives it to Cam Morris. Metro East Lutheran in the zone defense. Holloway over to Bishop. 6 minutes remaining in the third quarter. 29-18 our score. Metro East Lutheran with the lead. Here's Alex Bishop, who fires up a three, and he buries it. Alex Bishop with eight, 29-21. Lutheran still on top. That's Litchfield's first basket of the second half. Here's Jonah Ogden. Over to Barney, looking for a man down low. Passes over to Cooper Crone. Crone dribbling around over to Barney at the free throw line. Finds a cutting Crone, who lost the ball, and it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Metro East Lutheran. And a little bit of frustration there by Metro East Lutheran. So Litchfield will take over. 5:30 left in the third quarter, trailing 29-21. Lutheran showing the full court press. Here's Lauderdale. Lauderdale over to Bishop. Cross the floor to Holloway. Makes the catch. And he throws it away looking for Cam Morris. Another turnover there. And Metro East Lutheran will take over. Here's Jonah Wilson. Wilson passes over to Darian Brooks. Now looking for Barney. Passes to Larry Harris. Down low. Ball tipped away. Litchfield can't steal it cleanly. Out of bounds, and the Knights will keep the ball. 5:11 to play in the third quarter. Here's Larry Harris. His layup no good. Rebound by Barney. Puts it up, no good. Rebound tipped around. Litchfield has it. Lauderdale passes to Cam Morris. Morris now passes to Bishop, who finds Lauderdale. Going to bounce pass to Billy Beckham. His layup is good, and he's headed to the foul line. Billy Beckham on the board. He'll have the opportunity for the and one. It's going to be the first foul on Metro East Lutheran in the half. They're going to get Will Barney with his first. 29-23 our score at the moment. Metro East Lutheran still leading. Free throw by Beckham is good. He's got three. 29-24 now. Back to a 5-point lead for Metro East Lutheran. Sam Painter back into the ballgame for Litchfield. Billy Beckham having a seat. Here's Darian Brooks bringing up the floor for Lutheran. Looking for a cutting man. That is Jonah Ogden. Now a turnover by the Knights. Here's Alex Bishop. Now over to Sam Painter. Painter with it for Litchfield. 4:35 left in the third quarter. Litchfield with the ball, trailing 29-24. Here's a pass down low to Sam Painter, and there's going to be a foul called on Metro East Lutheran. I believe that's going to be on Barney. If so, that's his second. Indeed it is. It'll be the second foul of the half on Lutheran. And Barney will have a seat. Jason Williams Jr. coming back into the game for the Knights. 4:28 to play in the third quarter. Litchfield with the ball and trailing as Cam Morris puts up the layup. He's got six and he's fouled on the play. The third foul of the half on Lutheran. And I think they got... Who'd they get on that one? I think they got Larry Harris on that one. Indeed they did. That is his first. So Morris at the free throw line for the and-one opportunity. And he misses the free throw. So it'll remain a three-point game, 29-26, 4:20 left in the third quarter. As the ball tipped out of bounds off of Litchfield, Metro East Lutheran will keep it. Darian Brooks will throw it in for the Knights. Nobody guarding the inbounds pass. And here's Larry Harris, who fires up the layup. No good. Rebound to Litchfield, Sam Painter. Now Cam Morris with it for Litchfield. Cross-court pass to Alex Bishop. He'll lay it up and in. One-point ball game. Bishop's got 10. 29-28. Metro East Lutheran's lead down to one. 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. Here's Brooks with it for the Knights. Over to A.J. Smith. Now down low. to Jason Williams Jr. Back to Smith from the elbow, no good. Offensive rebound, Metro East Lutheran. Williams Jr. fires up the jumper, no good. Rebound to Litchfield. Purple Panthers could take the lead here on this possession. Sam Painter here fouled on the play. That's going to be the fourth foul to have on Lutheran. And Litchfield will have the ball on their side of the floor. Did they get Harris with his second? I think they did. So Litchfield will throw it in, trailing 29-28 with 3:37 left in the third quarter. Dre Holloway with it for the Purple Panthers. Lauderdale was setting a pick, but Holloway didn't want it. Now Holloway passes to Morris, top of the key. Over to Bishop from the wing for three. Bishop in and out, no good. Offensive rebound, Sam Painter. Painter passes to Lauderdale, was going to drive, put up the floater, blocked by DeMonte Bean, and Metro East Lutheran has it. Transition opportunity here. They pass down low to Bean, and Bean is fouled. That's going to be the second foul on Litchfield. And who are they going to... I think it was Bishop who got the foul. Indeed, it was. So that's his second. So Metro East Lutheran with the ball underneath their own basket. Darian Brooks. Jonah Wilson sneaking in down low. They give it to him at the elbow. Ball tipped away. Now it's Cooper Crone. Fires up the layup. No good. Offensive rebound. Jonah Wilson, the floater. It's good. Jonah Wilson's got nine. Back to a three-point ball game. 31-28. Here's Alex Bishop with it for Litchfield. Bringing up the floor. He's met by a trap here. No good. Chase Lauderdale has it. And he throws it away. A.J. Smith with the steal for the Knights. And a foul here called on Litchfield. That'll be their third. And it'll be on Dre Holloway, his second. Basketball, a game of runs here. Metro East Lutheran started the second half on a run. Litchfield answered. And now Metro East Lutheran looking to answer with a run of their own. 31-28, Knights on top of Litchfield. Pass down low to DeMonte Bean. Over to Cooper Crone. Crone driving the baseline. Layup is good. Bounced off of his own man there. Got a little bit of a help. Crone's got four. Back to a five-point ball game. 33-28. Bishop's pass is tipped. Chase Lauderdale has it stolen. Here's Darian Brooks. His layup up and good. Darian Brooks with four. 35-28. Metro East Lutheran lead back to seven. Here's Morris. Passes over to Holloway in the wing. Holloway now going to drive the baseline. His layup, no, he'll kick it out to pass to Chase Lauderdale, top of the key, and they'll slow the offense down. Chase Lauderdale resetting the offense for Litchfield. Under two to play in the third quarter. Here's Holloway. Passes to Bishop. It's stolen by Darian Brooks. Another transition, three on one. Cooper Crone, the layup is... no good, and a blocking foul called on Litchfield, their fourth, and I think that's on Lauderdale. That'll be his first. So Cooper Crone will head to the free throw line, shooting two free throws here, trying to extend that Metro East Lutheran lead. As it stands, it is 35-28 with 1:42 left in the third. Crone's first free throw off the back of the iron, no good. Larry Harris checking back into the ballgame for Metro East Lutheran. A.J. Smith having a seat. Crone's second free throw on the way for Lutheran. It is no good. Rattles around on the rim and out of bounds off of Metro East Lutheran. Litchfield will take over. So Litchfield dodges the bullet there. And it remains a seven-point lead for Metro East Lutheran. Here's Lauderdale with it for Litchfield. Picks up his dribble, passes to Bishop. Now over to Lauderdale. Dre Holloway. They get it across the timeline. They almost threw it away. It's knocked out of bounds off of Jonah Wilson. Litchfield will keep the ball. 1:32 to play in the third. 35-28, Metro East Lutheran with the lead. Lauderdale throwing it in for the Purple Panthers. Gets it in to Dre Holloway. Holloway going to take it up the floor himself. Now he passes to Lauderdale in the corner, picks up his dribble, and that was a mistake. Now he finds Bishop cutting, and Bishop throws it away. Another turnover, a two-on-two opportunity. Larry Harris lost it, got it back, fires from the elbow. It's good. Fadeaway jumper. Larry Harris has six. It's 37-28. The Lutheran lead is nine. Litchfield with it, 1:05 to play in the third quarter. Bounce pass to Holloway, and a foul called on Metro East Lutheran, their fifth. Did they get Bean? I believe they did. That'll be his first, DeMonte Bean. So Litchfield dodges the ball. That was almost a steal. Jason Williams Jr. coming in for Lutheran, as is Jonah Ogden. Jonah Wilson having a seat, and joining him is Darian Brooks. Chase Lauderdale throwing it in for Litchfield. 60 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Lutheran leading 37-28. Bishop with it for the Purple Panthers. Passes over to Lauderdale. Morris in the corner three. No good. Rebound out there for the taking. It's Metro East Lutheran. Here's Williams Jr. Passes over to Lucas Paulson. Now over to Larry Harris. Now over to Jonah Ogden. Ogden, wide open lane. He passes down low to DeMonte Bean, who fires it up and in. And Bean is heating up in the second half. He's got 9 points in the game. It's an 11-point lead for Metro East Lutheran. Here's Sam Painter with it for Litchfield. Painter been quiet in the second half. Another foul called on Lutheran. There's six. And who'd they get for that one? I think it was called on Jonah Ogden. That's his second. So Litchfield with the ball underneath their own basket. 22 seconds to play in the third quarter. Bounce pass to Cam Morris. Blocked from behind. Out of bounds. Last touch by Metro East Lutheran. Litchfield keeps the ball. Clock reads 19 seconds. Here's Dre Holloway with it for Litchfield. Over to Chase Lauderdale. 15 seconds. Down to Sam Painter. Off the glass. No good. Rebound to Lutheran. Clock reads 10 seconds. Knights will have the chance for the shot, or the last shot of the quarter. They pass over to Jonah Ogden. Ogden driving baseline. Layup is no good. Rebound tipped around. Morris, and it's clock is going to run out before anyone else can score. And that's how we will end the third quarter. After three, Metro East Lutheran 39, Litchfield 28. You're listening to WSMI FM 106. We're right back after these messages. David Jenkins back with you from Simmons Gymnasium at Litchfield High School, the 51st annual Litchfield Invitational Tournament. Litchfield will begin the fourth quarter with the ball, trailing 39-28. Cam Morris passes it, or has it rather. He's going to bounce past it down low to Billy Beckham. The ball's kicked out of bounds off of Metro East Lutheran, and the Purple Panthers will keep the ball. Litchfield has played well at times in this ball game, but it looks like Metro East Lutheran starting to get a little bit hotter and playing better defense. Bounce pass to Cam Morris. Is ball stolen right out of midair, and a foul called on Lutheran. They're seventh, and Litchfield is shooting free throws the rest of the way. And they're going to call it on Larry Harris. That's his third. Anthony Smith not happy with that call, the coach of the Knights. And Cam Morris to the free throw line, shooting the free throw here as he was shooting in the act of being fouled. He misses the first free throw there. So Morris's second free throw is on the way. It is no good. He's 0 for 3 from the free throw line tonight. Rebound to Metro East Lutheran. Jonah Ogden with it. His layup no good. He gets his own rebound. He's not able to put it back. And a foul called on Litchfield. Their fifth. Was it Painter? Did they get that one too? I think they did. That's Sam Painter, as the officials were discussing it, whether it was a foul or held ball. They gave the foul to Sam Painter, his first. Litchfield's fifth. Here's Ogden driving the baseline layup. No good. DeMonte Bean with the offensive rebound. His layup no good. Rebound by Dre Holloway. And now it's a held ball. Possession arrow in favor of Litchfield. So throwing it in now for Metro East Lutheran will be Lucas Paulson. Excuse me, I read that wrong. Metro East Lutheran had the possession arrow. Litchfield now will have the possession arrow. Well, now the officials are going to head to the scorers table to discuss what actually is happening. So we'll reset this ball game for you. 7:30 to play in the ball game. Metro East Lutheran, we believe, with the ball. Indeed, it will be their ball. And they lead 39-28. Paulson throws it in to Larry Harris, and he goes up for the shot. Layup is good. Larry Harris has eight. 13-point lead for Metro East Lutheran, their largest of the game. Here's a pass to Morris at midcourt. Passes down low to Billy Beckham. Can't handle the pass cleanly. Another turnover by Litchfield, And right there is a steal by Dre Holloway to get Litchfield with the ball back. And right on cue, Litchfield loses it out of bounds. Another turnover. So Lucas Paulson will throw it in for the Knights. He'll get it in to Jonah Ogden, who will bring it up the floor for the Knights. 41-28 our score. Metro East Lutheran leading Litchfield. And an offensive foul here by Metro East Lutheran. Their eighth foul, and that's going to be on DeMonte Bean. Second foul to DeMonte Bean. Now, official having to calm Anthony Smith down here as he's fired up. Didn't necessarily look like a foul, but we'll go with it. And Larry Harris tips it out of bounds. And Litchfield's going to keep the ball. Officials trying to keep things a little bit under control as some tensions were a little hot at the end of the first half between these two teams, the players, that is. We'll see. Hopefully this doesn't get out of hand. 6:55 left in the game. Metro East Lutheran leading 41-28. Litchfield with the ball. And Billy Beckham to throw it in for the Purple Panthers. Beckham gets it to Painter. Painter met by Larry Harris. Painter gets it across the floor, across the timeline. He has it stolen by Harris. Harris transition opportunity. He dunks it. And he's fouled on the way up. What a statement there. Sixth foul on Litchfield. That's going to be the second on Painter. And Larry Harris letting some frustration out on that play. Had the transition opportunity, and he was wide open. And he let his frustrations go on the rim. So head to the free throw line for the and-one opportunity here. His free throw is good. Rattles around the rim and in. Larry Harris with nine. Here's Bishop with it for Litchfield, and he trips, loses the ball out of bounds, and another turnover on the Purple Panthers. As Bishop, his legs just gave out from underneath him. Chase Lauderdale coming back in for Litchfield. Dre Holloway to have a seat. 6:38 to play in the game. Metro East Lutheran. Now we'll see what this discussion is. So Jonah Wilson to bring it up the floor for Metro East Lutheran. Not sure what the delay was there. Maybe drying up the floor a little bit because Bishop slipped and fell. So Wilson going to eat some clock here, and they can do it. Their largest lead of the game, that's 16. Pass over to Darian Brooks. Now Larry Harris down low. Good floater, no good. Offensive rebound, Cooper Crone. And held ball opportunity. Possession arrow in favor of Litchfield. And Litchfield will have the ball, needing to go the length of the floor. Metro East Lutheran showing the full court zone press. Here's Bishop with it. Passes to Lauderdale. Over to Bishop. And Beckham has it bounced off of his hands, and Metro East Lutheran with the steal. Here's Brooks. Passes down low, and a foul called. And that's going to be the seventh foul on Litchfield. And they're going to give the foul to Alex Bishop. That's his third. 6:07 left in the ballgame. So at the free throw line is Jonah Ogden for Metro East Lutheran. Things getting a little bit out of hand here. As Ogden makes the first free throw, he's got five. And Ethan Washburn checking into the game for the Purple Panthers for the first time. Cam Morris having a seat. And here's Ogden's second free throw. It's good. 2 for 2 at the line there. He's got six. And it's a 45-28 lead for Litchfield. For Metro East Lutheran. So 6:07 left in the ball game, 17-point lead for the Knights, their largest of the night, largest lead for anybody in this ball game. Sam Painter with it for the Purple Panthers, needing to get it across the timeline, gets it to Chase Lauderdale. Lauderdale to Washburn at the free throw line, now Sam Painter top of the key. Litchfield needing points. Bishop has it, drives, kicks it out to Lauderdale in the corner. Lauderdale from the wing loses the ball, and another foul called on Lutheran, their ninth. They're going to get Cam Goosewell with his first. Goosewell into the ballgame for the first time. So Lauderdale to shoot free throws here. I'll admit some weaker fouls here called in the second half than in the first. Lauderdale's first free throw is good as this first point of the game cuts it to 45-29. Second free throw on the way from Chase Lauderdale. It is good, and he's got two. 15-point game as Metro East Lutheran leads 45-30. 5:43 left in the ballgame. This is Zach Miller with it for Lutheran. Over to Goosewell in the corner for three. No good. Off the glass. Too hard. Billy Beckham with it. And he lost it out of bounds. And it's going to be off Litchfield. Metro East Lutheran will have it. Beckham lost it. Stepped out of bounds. And then he knew he couldn't touch it. And it just went out of bounds. So another turnover on Litchfield. Here's Zach Miller. Passes in the corner. And this is Brendan Steinmeier. Now a steal for Litchfield. Alex Bishop with it. Transition opportunity. Spin move. Almost took too many steps. Here's Beckham's layup. No good. And another foul called. The 10th foul of the half on Metro East Lutheran. And will be shooting free throws, two free throws the rest of the way. That's the second foul called on Brendan Steinmeier. And Billy Beckham at the free throw line for Litchfield. 5:16 left in the game. Beckham's first free throw is good. He's got four. 45-31 now. Jason Williams Jr. back into the game for Metro East Lutheran, as is Will Barney. Second free throw on the way from Billy Beckham. A lot of arc underneath this shot. It's good. Beckham's got five. 45-32, a 13-point lead for Metro East Lutheran. Steinmeier over to Williams Jr. Williams Jr. back to Steinmeier, who's guarded by Bishop. Steinmeier driving, and a foul called on Bishop, eighth foul of the half. That's going to be Bishop's fourth, and he's going to have to play relaxed defense the rest of the way unless he wants to find himself out of the game. So 5:04 left in the ballgame. Brendan Steinmeier at the free throw line for Metro East Lutheran. His first free throw is good. Steinmeier has two. Second free throw from Steinmeier is on the way. He buries it. 3 of 4 from the line tonight. 5 minutes left in the game. Metro East Lutheran's lead is 47-32. Painter with it. Finds Alex Bishop in the corner. 4-3. Good. Alex Bishop buries it. They needed that. 47-35. Back to a 12-point lead for Metro East Lutheran. Will Barney finds the cutting Jason Williams Jr. and misses the layup. And it's Sam Painter with the rebound for Litchfield. Painter kicks it out to Alex Bishop. Fires another long three. Other wing. Rebound to Alex Bishop. Now he loses it. And Jason Williams Jr. with it, who fell and lost the ball. So his feet gave out from underneath him. And Litchfield with a chance to cut it to 10. But they throw it away. Out of bounds. Last touch by Ethan Washburn. Missed opportunity there by the Purple Panthers. Well, looks like some of the regulars back into the ball game for each team after having a bit of a break. 4:18 left to play in the game. Metro East Lutheran leading 47-35 with the ball. Darian Brooks with it for the Knights. He passes to A.J. Smith. Smith, good pick and roll play, but he throws it away, and Chase Lauderdale with the steal. Another foul on Metro East Lutheran. I didn't see who they gave it to. I think it's Larry Harris, and that'll be his fourth. If it indeed is on Harris. It is on Harris. It is his fourth. And Chase Lauderdale to the free throw line. Shooting two free throws here. Can make it a 10-point ball game if he makes both of them. First free throw is good. Lauderdale's got 3 points all coming in the money quarter. Second free throw by Chase Lauderdale on the way. It's good. He's got four. 10-point ball game, 47-37, 4 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. Jason Williams Jr. for Metro East Lutheran. Driving, kicks it out to Brooks, top of the key. He's guarded by Holloway. Now Brooks is going to drive the floater off the glass. No good. Offensive rebound. Will Barney, and the putback is good. Will Barney hasn't scored yet until now. Important layup there. Litchfield with the ball. Chase Lauderdale dribbles into the corner. Picked up his dribble. Passes to Alex Bishop. Looking to get it to Holloway, who finds it. Frantic pace here for Litchfield. Cam Morris, long three. No good. Rebound tipped around. Chase Lauderdale with it. Lauderdale's layup is good. Chase Lauderdale. He's got six all in the fourth quarter, back to a 10-point game, 49-39. 3:16 to play in the ball game. Williams Jr. with it. And he throws it right into the arms of Alex Bishop. Another steal by Litchfield. Down by 10 with the ball, 3 minutes and 5 seconds left in the game. Sam Painter with it for Litchfield. Litchfield needing baskets and defensive stops. Here's Holloway, going to dribble and pass out to Painter, now over to Bishop. Now Lauderdale, corner three, in and out, no good, rebound to the Knights. Jason Williams Jr. with it, slowing the pace a little bit. Darian Brooks over the court to A.J. Smith, and the Knights could afford to take it slow here. Smith overthrows Larry Harris, but Jason Williams Jr. right there. Harris, layup up and in. Larry Harris has been clutch at times. Oh, another steal, Jason Williams Jr. now. And just like that, it's a 14-point ball game. That's Williams Jr.'s first basket of the game. 53-39 our score. Lauderdale with it for Litchfield. 2:14 left in the ball game. Just as Litchfield was trying to get back into it, Metro East Lutheran has two quick baskets. Here's Cam Morris. He'll drive to the basket. Layup, no good. Rebound, Metro East Lutheran. Darian Brooks with it. Across to Larry Harris at the layup. He's got 13, and now it's back to a 16-point ball game, under two to play. Timeout called by Drew Logan. 55-39, Metro East Lutheran with the lead. You're listening to WSMI FM 106. We'll be back right after these messages. David Jenkins back with you from Simmons Gym at Litchfield High School, where the Purple Panthers have the ball, trailing Metro East Lutheran 55-39 with 1:50 to play in the ball game. Alex Bishop with it for the Purple Panthers. Passes to Chase Lauderdale. Now over to Dre Holloway in the corner for three. No good. Rebound to the Knights. Rebound is corralled by Cam Goosewell, who will bring it up the floor. Now it's over to Brennan Steinmeier. His layup no good. Rebound tipped around. Steinmeier has it. Puts the layup up and in. Steinmeier's got five. 57-39. Largest lead of the game for Litchfield. And now Coach Drew Logan throwing in the white flag. Subs in aplenty for the Purple Panthers. 1:23 left in the ball game. Largest lead of the night for either team. It's 18-57-39. Our score. Seth McGill to throw it in for Litchfield. He gets it into Brady Bishop. Bishop over to Austin Niehaus. Niehaus down low to Ethan Washburn. Now back to Niehaus. Over to McGill, and that's going to about wrap this one up as Litchfield just throwing it around at this point. Passes down low to Washburn. 57-39 our score. Purple Panthers turn it over, and now it's just a formality of ending the game. Metro East Lutheran going to improve to 1-0 in pool play. Litchfield will fall to 0-2 and head to the ninth place bracket. That'll set up a virtual quarterfinal for Metro East Lutheran. They will play Civic Memorial tomorrow night for a chance to advance to the championship bracket. Is a shot put up by Metro East Lutheran, no good. They get the offensive rebound and the pass off the knee of a Litchfield player and off the Niehaus. And the Knights will keep it with 39 seconds left to play. Cam Goosewell to throw it in, and it's Tyler Williams who has it. Now over to Goosewell in the corner. Passes back to Williams. Williams backing his man down. He's fouled. And it's going to be the ninth foul of the half on Litchfield. And I think they got Austin Niehaus with his first. Indeed they did. So Tyler Williams to the line shooting free throws here. I think they said that it was on the shot. No, it was before that. Buddy makes the first free throw, so he'll get a second. Williams is on the board. Extends the lead to 58-39. Williams could make the lead and even 20 here if he makes it here. Second free throw from the southpaw, rims out, no good. Rebound to Washburn, and he lost it out of bounds. It's been that kind of night. So Metro East Lutheran gets the ball back underneath their own basket, leading 58-39 with 29 seconds to play. Brennan Steinmeier to throw it in for the Knights. Bounce pass over to Zach Miller. And they're going to say the ball was a bounce pass and it hit the baseline, so it'll be a turnover on Metro East Lutheran. Litchfield will get the ball. Seth McGill with it. Over to Trevor Geggy. 22 seconds to play and a steal by Zach Miller. And he'll go the length of the floor and put it up and in. He's on the board. It's 60-39. Metro East Lutheran with the lead. 10 seconds to play in the ball game. Now we'll just find out if Litchfield will score before the end of the game. 5 seconds to play. McGill over to Washburn. Now McGill, now Geggy. He's going to drive and put up a layup. He doesn't get it off in time, and that's the ball game. Our final score, Metro East Lutheran 60, Litchfield 39. We'll wrap it up after this break here on WSMI. Well, again, Metro East Lutheran improves to 1-0 in Pool A as the 8th seed. Litchfield falls to 0-2 as the Metro East Lutheran Knights take this game 60-39 over Litchfield. The Knights will play a virtual quarterfinal tomorrow against Civic Memorial. Litchfield is done in pool play. They will be in the 9th place bracket regardless of what happens between Metro East Lutheran and Civic Memorial. Again, our final score 60-39, Metro East Lutheran with the win over Litchfield. We want to thank all of our sponsors. For without them, none of this is possible. Please go out and patronize the businesses you heard here on this broadcast this evening. Also, thanks to our host, Litchfield High School. They put on such a fantastic tournament. They did such a great job of hosting us again this evening. Finally, thanks to our producer back in the studio, Tom Williams. He did a great job as always. Again, our final score, Metro East Lutheran 60, Litchfield 39. This is David Jenkins saying so long from Simmons Gymnasium.